Dave Weiner here. It is Thursday, September 23rd. I wanted to explain what I decided to do today, because I think that, well, first of all, I think it requires explanation, and second of all, it may give give you an idea of how the development process works. And because I want you to have that, and there are some people that are in the test group who are there specifically for that purpose, because I've been talking with them for, in some cases, years about the process of software development, excuse me, and realized that we used to be a lot closer, developers and users, in terms of how you could feel the actual development process. We are actually going back there, which is a great thing. We've turned some corners here in this test group. I'm getting great bug reports that lead me to the problem, which is what I'm hoping for. I don't like having to, play 20 questions on these things. So what happened was, I thought it was going to be a 2-day project, and I should remind myself, put a little post-it note on my computer that says, there is no such thing as a 2-day project, because I keep relearning that. But I really felt like it was going to be a 2-day project after the first day, because I got it working. It was mostly working after 1 day, and it was fully working after 2. When I say fully working, I was getting the results of I would post a tweet, and within 5 minutes, it would be in my outline, which was the spec. And the green light worked, so that when there was an update, I would see the green light. But there were some lingering bugs. There was one lingering bug in particular where just somehow that file name, that title would change from tweets to untitled. It seemed like a small thing. It didn't really seem like, I'll go in and look at it and I'll see something that's wrong, and I'll test out my assumption and I'll fix it and we'll move on, because it really was a small thing, right? If you're getting all the tweets and they're all showing up in the right place, the way they're supposed to work, and all that's happening is the title of the tab is changing, well, that does seem like a small thing. Turns out it wasn't at all a small thing. It was a fundamental misunderstanding on my part of how my own piece of software worked. And it's a reminder to be humble when I feel like I'm a master of this thing, to remember that getting it this solid as it was before this feature went in, required a lot of really hard work. I spent a whole month on redoing the tabs in Drummer, I did what a car hobbyist would do, or a car mechanic, not really a hobbyist, in tearing down an engine and putting it back together again. They tear down engines to basically get every part cleaned and to grind, I guess, the valves. I forget, there's a term that you use for it. My uncle used to do this stuff. I used to watch him do it, and he would tell me what he was doing. He was really into doing these kinds of things with cars. So it was like that, And then as I put it back together again, I put it back together with a new set of assumptions. I had learned some new things about, or for me, they were new things about how to write JavaScript apps so that things are simpler. And you're always striving for that, is simplicity, because that allows you to build further. And so I built that up and it worked. I mean, as a result, we have the close box on the tabs. We have the info icons. When you roll the mouse over the icon for the tab, you get a info box that shows you what's going on in the tab. May seem like small things, but they were easy to get in this tab system, whereas they would not have. I tried to put them in the old existing one. And most important was the performance of the product improved dramatically. What had happened was the files were getting large because I was writing docs. I was writing all the doc server docs. It was a really good thing to do, by the way, to do that up front. You know, it was like once we had the scripting stuff, you know, pretty solid, then I said, okay, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go review all of the verbs. And in order to do that, I'm going to write the docs for the verbs. And that will force me to review every single one of them. And I did. And the result was a very large file. Excuse me. And then I found that using the existing tab system, it couldn't handle the really large files. Every time I would switch into a tab that had one of those big files in it, you'd sit there for a second or two. And I kind of wondered what would happen if these files got even bigger, you know, how would that, you know, work out? And I said, this is no good. We have to look at this again and see how to make this work. And if I had at that time built in the feature that a piece of code could update an outline without it being the active tab and really gotten that in there and worked on it and then built on top of that assumption. It's like putting something into the foundation of a house. You know, I lived in Berkeley and a neighbor of mine had to redo the foundation of their house. And because, you know, we lived in earthquake territory and obviously there had been some problems. And it wasn't the code anymore, or they were selling the house, or somebody was buying the house, whatever happened. And they had to jack the whole house up. I lived next to this for a year or two while they did this project, and then just remove the foundation and put a new foundation in. It's an amazing process. And then what you do is you try to get everything in there that you want, that belongs in the foundation. And so I did, but I didn't get that in there. And for whatever reason, I had this confidence that this would just work. And at first it did just work. And I said, well, look at this. It wasn't 2 days, you know, it was like Monday, I guess, when I put out the note, but it's working now and that's fine. And let's just go, I'll write the docs and we'll move on and I'll work on the next thing. And that had two things. First of all, I was ready to move on to the next thing. That was really cool. And the second thing was I had not done it in 2 days, but it was 4 days and that was fine. I mean, you kind of expect that in software that, you know, double your estimates of time. But then it didn't turn out that it was that easy to figure out what was wrong with the untitled business. That took 2 days, and then last night, or yesterday, I saw that there were all these problems with Electric Drummer, and all these horrible things were happening. Specifically, the change notes outline was getting wiped out. with the tweets. And is that familiar? Oh, yes. Yes, we had that problem. That was in the product for like a few months, really, where there was this mystery as to why were some files under some circumstances appearing to be random, relating to instant outlines. Why was I losing work that way? That's why I made sure I did a lot of backups and knock wood. I wasn't actually losing the work, but and then I finally did trace that down and figure out what the problem was, and I fixed it. And it was a serious design flaw in the way I had done the tabs, which you hope doesn't happen, but it does, right? So I had done all my testing of the tweet stuff in the WebDrummer, figuring that, well, it'll just work in Electric Drummer. And at first it appeared to work beautifully. I was like, oh, look, it's working. That's great. I won't worry about this. I felt really confident. And then this happened, this shit happened. And so I sat down last night or yesterday, and I started figuring out, how do I step back from this, you know? How do I pull back from this feature? And I said, I'll tell you what, I'll just like go, I'll pick this up in the morning, tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, realizing that I have now blown a full, not blown, I've spent a full week on this feature. But the thing is that I'm not done. That's the thing, is I saw the problems that are there in Electric Drummer, and having just finished with all this like horribly low-level stuff in the WebDrummer, I said, well, give me an idea. This is the project manager, Dave, talking to the programmer, Dave. Give me some kind of idea about what you think this is going to take to get this completely solid over there in Electric Drummer. And I said, honestly, I have no appetite for doing this right now. I need to be working on other things. I need to be working on, really tying up loose ends, writing, working with users, helping people understand the product, me increasing my own understanding of the product as people use it. These are the things I should be doing now. What I should not be doing is the work that I was doing back in April, which involves potentially re-architecting the product. You can't do that at this stage. It can't be done. It would be like, you know, I don't know, you're finishing a skyscraper and somebody says, well, you know, this foundation won't work. We need to jack the whole building up and put a new foundation underneath it. Not exactly. You know, maybe we need to put a new heating system in. It is probably that dramatic a change because it didn't work. If it had worked, great. But the outliner is not set up to do this. Just is not set up to do this. It can be made to do this. But honestly, I'd like to do a rewrite of the outliner, to be perfectly honest with you. I would like to do the rebuild of the outliner the same way I did the rebuild of the tab system. And so I have to put that out in the future. I have to say, look, there's no way to do that now. Now I'm doing something completely different. What I wanted was to go back to the rock solid. I mean, I really felt that Drummer was rock solid, that, you know, I could work with it and forget that I was using a product that was in development. And it really does work. And so what I'm going to do, what I have done now, is done a rebuild of the WebDrummer. And I've also done a rebuild of Electric Drummer here. I haven't released that yet. And I'm going to spend the day doing stuff, like writing on my blog, and doing a little bit of programming work, so I'm updating things relating to the programming projects. And I'm going to see if I really did back out, because I've backed out of the feature now. I've taken the code out of the build of the software, and I've turned it off in the user interface. So the command in the special files menu, submenu of the file menu, is not there anymore. I've taken out the background processing that it was doing, and I've taken out the code, so that in case there were any lingering things in there, they won't work. They'll fail, which is what I want, because I don't want that code running, and I want to see if I still have a solid product. Now, mathematically, there should be no difference, okay? It should be the same product. And if necessary, I can roll back to the mathematical, you know, I can, you know, roll back to a previous version. I don't generally like to do that, but I believe that's where we are right now. So that doesn't mean there won't be dramatic new functionality that works with Drummer. It just won't be at the core of the product. You know, it'd be like if you're building a nuclear reactor. I will do applications for electricity, but I won't go around fucking with the core because, you know, that'll cause a meltdown. So anyway, I wanted you all to understand what was the thinking here, what led to this decision. It's an unusual decision. And to thank you for your help and your understanding and the great bug reports and your enthusiasm for this feature. One user said, this was actually kind of pivotal in a comment in the thread, the support thread. He said, it feels like this feature isn't finished. And I didn't know what that meant exactly, because actually I felt that it was finished. But I took that to heart, because what the person's writing is how it seems to him. It doesn't feel finished. And well, I decided to agree with him. And out it goes. So we will come back to this, and it may be sooner than I've just said, because there are other ways to do this feature that don't involve doing the very deep hack that I was doing. Anyway, so talk to you later. Okay, bye-bye.